Welcome to the Strong Men, Strong Marriages podcast. Here we are on a mission to get strong, get attractive, and get the marriage of our dreams. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. Let's do this. All right, men, welcome to today's episode of Strong Men, Strong Marriages, how to find internal peace and acceptance. So a little more, I don't know what the exact word for it, but this is just something that's been on my heart lately that I've been learning and working through. And just, I feel a lot more internal peace and acceptance lately, and just wanted to share what I've been learning and doing that's been helping me do that. So my name is Mike Frazier, MD. I'm a psychiatrist and marriage coach, and I help high-achieving Christian men have more intimate marriages. So some wins from guys in our program, the Strong Men, Strong Marriages program, guys are having increased communication with their wives, talking more, connecting more, laughing more, having more fun. It's great. It's so fun to see. As guys take ownership of their side of the marriage problems and start becoming stronger, more attractive, more Christ-like men, wives are also responding to that. So when we take the lead, we invite our wives to follow, right? When we decide to grow, we invite our wives to grow with us, and often they will, you know? And that's happening with guys in the program. They're taking the lead. Their wives are following and taking ownership of their side, saying, huh, well, maybe it's not all him. Maybe there are things that I'm doing that I need to improve. But that wouldn't have happened if these guys wouldn't have taken that first step themselves. Guys are having increased physical intimacy, hugging, kissing, sex, all those special things that make marriage great. Guys are feeling increased self-confidence. Wives are wanting to go on family vacations together when before they weren't. Okay. So big things are happening. And so, you know, really, we talk about, you know, what purpose does that? This is what today's podcast is about, really, is like, what's God's call for us? What's his purpose for us? And, you know, how do we grow through this? I think as I'm thinking about this, you know, I do this work because of my marriage, right? And what I needed to work on and continue to need to work on to be a more Christ-like man. And what we're talking about today is the ability to kind of be able to rest in that relationship with ourselves, with God, with our wife. You know, if you're not there yet, eventually getting there, and being able to take that next step into growth. So yeah, that'll make more sense as we go through today. But a lot of us, you know, as a high achieving guy, maybe you're probably used to trying to work hard to earn things. So, you know, earning money, you know, you work hard in your job, and, you know, nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But if you're like me, you can fall into that trap where you keep wanting to make more and more and more, and you set these goals, and then you hit it, and then you want another goal. And there's just always this kind of unsettled, not enough kind of feeling. Maybe you're used to working hard to earn love. Maybe that came from your growing up. You felt like you had to perform or do certain things for your parents or caregivers to value you or love you. And then maybe that translated into your marriage too, where you feel like, yeah, like I just have to do all these things so that I, you know, I can earn that love from my wife. Now there's another side of that where we try to get to where she owes it to us, which is kind of problematic. But yeah, you know, we kind of have this idea, I need to be good enough to be loved, right? By my wife, by anybody else, by God too, right? So a lot of us, if we grew up in a Christian church that was kind of demanding, didn't focus too much on grace, but more on works, we kind of get this idea, well, I have to work to get to a good standing before God. And, you know, hopefully I do enough and maybe Jesus will cover me, maybe he won't, but I just have to put 100% effort in and just kind of hope for the best. And it's a rough way to go about your relationship with God, that he's kind of always disappointed, but, you know, eventually maybe we can be okay, right, with him. You know, we're constantly kind of trying to become the man that God wants you to be. And I even use that phrasing sometimes in, you know, when I'm talking about this, because it's true, you know, we do want to put effort, right, into becoming that man. But the problem is not so much putting in effort. It's more this feeling like I have to do it. Like it's on me to be good enough before God. It's on me to, you know, be loved. I have to do things to get that, to earn that. So, and why do we do all this? Why are we pushing for this? It's because what we're really looking for is that internal peace, right? Internal acceptance, internal happiness, feeling love. Okay. That's why we're doing it. And we think, oh, like if I achieve certain things, if I do certain things, finally I'll feel that way. But speaking from experience, like it's just, it doesn't really work, right? It doesn't work because we're dependent on external things to try to give us internal peace, love, and acceptance. So, you know, and just relying too much on our own strength and effort to get that. Well, if I want internal peace, I just have to work harder. If I want to be loved, I have to, you know, make sure I'm doing the five love languages to my wife and then she'll love me. If I want to be accepted, well, I have to just make sure I'm acting in ways that are acceptable. Okay. And what this generates though is just this feeling like we can never really rest, you know? And I hear guys talk about, yeah, you're growing or you're dying, right? Which I just find that it depends, right? It depends how you take that phrase, but the way I look at that is like, I can never rest, right? Or I'm dying, you know, or like you're on an escalator that's always going down. You got to keep moving to move up. You know, it's tiring, right? To feel like you can never rest. You feel tired. You can feel burnt out. You feel frustrated. You feel like what you do, it's never enough. That's tough, right? It's a tough way to live. And I've lived that way most of my life. You know, I feel like I'm just now kind of coming into more of this idea of, oh, like maybe I can rest. Maybe I am valuable now. Maybe I am worthy now. But the other thing that happens is when we're like, well, it's all on me, right? I've got to keep pushing. I'm growing or I'm dying. I've got to improve my relationships. I got to improve my relationship with God, with myself, with my wife, with my kids. And I talk about this stuff on the podcast, right? What happens though is we're working hard and then we get upset with other people. Oh, you're not seeing everything that I do. Look how hard I'm working. I'm putting so much effort in, because we're saying, man, like I am taking so much personal responsibility and trying to do these things. But the reason we're upset with other people for not like seeing what we do is because it's really a reflection of never being satisfied with ourselves. You know, never feeling like what we've done is enough. Never feeling like we can be pleased with our, you know, just who we are and what our efforts have been. So what do you need to do instead? So this came through a few different things I've been reading and studying, and a couple books. So The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, which has been great. And then another one called The Cloud, which I'm going to read a quote from here in a minute. But, and then a course called From Crazy Cool Family, which I definitely recommend too. Just talking about like building the strength of relationships, and, you know, talking about first that relationship with God and trying to build a strong relationship there. And, you know, I kind of felt like I had a pretty good relationship with God, but, you know, when I wanted to rank it like 1 to 10, I would have, you know, probably would have been like a 5, like, yeah, it's okay. I hadn't really been tuning in as much to what God was saying. I hadn't really been trying to take that next step of what God wanted. I was very much doing the things that I was talking to you about, like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? I've got to do this. I got to figure it out. Instead of kind of being able to rest in like knowing I'm okay with God, and that because I believe in Jesus, like that's kind of covered, right? I don't have to keep fighting battles that have already been won. And then taking one little step, you know, looking for God's invitation for me for like, what's my next step in growth? And it's typically not easy. You know, God's trying to work in us, you know, not so much trying to use us to do his work, but trying to work inside of us to help us grow and change and become, you know, what he has in store for us, which is, you know, like the scriptures say, beyond what we can really imagine. But this phrase has been really powerful for me lately. Just remembering, like, I'm a beloved son of the king. Okay, the king, right? And so, you know, a king, there's a princes, right? So I'm like a prince, and so are you. And just like, that just happens because you're born, right? And we talk about being born again. So when we believe in Christ, right, we're born into that. Like, okay, now I'm a son of the king. Like, I'm entitled to everything that comes with that, right? Which is great. And I can kind of rest in that. Like, I'm a prince no matter what I do, okay? The other one that I've been remembering for myself a lot, and, you know, trying to think this about my kids too, which has been really powerful, is, you know, what God says about Jesus. He said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." And, you know, even just saying that now, I can feel good. Like, I feel God's love. Like, God is pleased with me. You know, sure, for some of the stuff I've done, but also just because I'm his son. And, you know, with my kids, being able to see them that way, like, man, these are my beloved sons. I love them. They're mine. And I'm pleased in them. I love what they're doing. I love who they are. Just they can rest in that. You know, we've been talking a little bit more about attachment lately, and like just knowing someone's there for you and they will respond when you need them, and they're there when you call, and they care about you and you're important to them. You know, I want to provide that for my kids, but also I'm understanding more and more like God is that for me. Like, he's that secure place for me. You know, he's going to be there when I need him. So again, when we believe in Christ, when we say, hey, like, I believe in Jesus, I believe he's my savior, you know, we join with him in this idea that God is well pleased with us too. You know, we join with Christ in that. We're already loved. We're already forgiven. We're already accepted. So we don't have to fight for that anymore. We already have it. Okay. Like, you know, that'd be like me. I went to lunch with a pastor friend of mine, and we bought lunch, but he was saying, you know, it's like if I bought you lunch and then you went back and tried to pay for lunch again, like, it just doesn't really make sense. Or you're kind of either not believing me that I paid for your lunch, or, you know, kind of thinking that you're better than me because you're going to pay for it anyway. It just doesn't make sense. Right. So when we're trying to earn love or forgiveness or acceptance, you know, it's like trying to pay for that lunch. It's already been paid. Christ already paid for that. Like, we're already loved, forgiven, accepted as we believe in Jesus. So we can rest in that. We can rest in our own identity. Like, oh man, thank goodness. Yeah, I've got God. He loves me. I'm his beloved son. I'm a prince now. You know, I can rest in that grace, right? I've got that. So then it's not that we just rest, right? It's not that we just rest and do nothing. And I think that's what a lot of us as high achieving guys, we can get stuck on. Well, I can't just sit in that because, you know, then I'm not going to do anything. And that's not a productive life. That's not what God wants me, which is true. This book, The Cloud, again, been super good for me to read through. I'm not even done with it. I've just done the first few chapters, but he talks about this idea of restful movement. I really like that idea that, like, we can rest in Jesus, and like Jesus does invite us like one step at a time. So the whole thing's about like the Israelites and how they're moving through the wilderness, and there's the cloud, right? The cloud that moves, and then they follow it. They take steps to follow where that cloud's going. So, you know, Jesus is there, he's protecting them, and he's inviting them. Hey, like, let's come out of Egypt. Let's go somewhere better. A lot of times that step that Jesus invites to do, it's uncomfortable or it's not quite what we expected. Restful movement. I really like that phrase where, yeah, like, I'm already loved. I'm already accepted. God's got me and he's inviting me. You know, what's that next step for me? Okay. And for me, just, you know, for what I feel my next step is for my work development, as far as it goes with you guys, is really trying to make this program accessible to more people. So I'm still figuring out exactly how to do that. But I feel like this is kind of what God's invited me to do, is, you know, what I'm learning about marriages and families, and to share that with as many guys as possible, and you know, help us build those strong relationships with God, with our wives, with our kids. And it probably because I need to understand that more than you guys. And, you know, teaching it helps me learn it better. But so the cloud, right, by John Stickle is the author's name, S-T-I-C-K-L. I'll throw the link in the show notes to the book. But and the Ruthless Elimination of Hurry too, because I feel like that's a good one. But so this is from that book. The cloud. So he says, when we believe we are beloved sons and daughters, we will desire to be with our Father and we'll spend our lives building his kingdom. Awesome, right? So yeah, when we know, hey, like, this is a guy who loves me, he's there for me, he's not going to be like, oh, I'm not happy with you, but he wants us to be around. Even just thinking about that is comforting me, just kind of like picturing a father who wants to spend time with me, wants to, you know, show me he cares. So, and then he says, when we know we are forgiven, we will joyfully approach him and live with courage. Of course I've made mistakes, tons of sins, but you know, because I believe in Jesus, because I put that faith there, I am forgiven. And, you know, I can approach God that way, right? Live with courage. But then he says in the book, but the inverse is also true. If we resist his grace, out of fear, we will avoid his presence and will strive to earn his approval. So definitely I've felt that of like, why earn it? Okay, God, like, am I okay? Am I okay? I've definitely lived in that place and it's not very fun. If we believe we're spiritual orphans, we'll be afraid of the Father and we'll spend our lives building our own kingdoms, trying to find significance. Definitely done that too. I think for me, I've kind of like mixed those a little bit where sometimes I feel like, oh no, like this is what like God wants me to build his kingdom. I'm going to go out and do it, right? Instead of saying, okay, like God, this is your kingdom. You know, what's my next step? And, you know, being able to like being humble enough to be led in that way and kind of asking and seeking God's guidance there. And then he says, if we don't know who we are, we won't know how to relate to him and won't know what we were created to do. So yeah, I've definitely been there too, where hard to relate to him, not really know what my calling is or what God wants me to do. But again, like this idea of not us doing his work, but him working in us, I think is really powerful. Like what is God's work in me? You know, what's he going to call me to do? Because really this is about my relationship with God and with me. Right. And, yeah. So, and again, he says, following the cloud is simply a life of restful movement. We rest in Jesus and yet never stop moving forward with him. And it's one step at a time, you know, in the book too, he says, God invites us in sentences, not paragraphs, because really we can only obey one sentence at a time. So kind of looking for that, you know, what is God's next sentence for us? So why does this work? It works because we can both rest and grow. Okay. So we can rest in Jesus and have that restful movement of, hey, like what's Jesus' next step for me to work in me? So rest knowing that the battles have already been won and then grow by following Jesus one step at a time. Okay. Again, it's not him. It's not doing work for him. Okay. Like Jesus saved me. So I owe him, right? I owe him to go out and, you know, tell people and share, right? I'm going to do his work. No, it's not that. It's letting him do a work in us. So that next step, it's more about your growth and like seeing who you can become, you know? And of course, like when we do that, it does ripple out. It does affect others. We do become a light to other people. But our job is just, hey man, like what's that next step? How do I follow that cloud, right? One step at a time. So, you know, knowing I'm already a beloved son of God in whom God is well pleased, and then just following him one step at a time, rest plus movement. Love it. Okay. So guys, if you feel like your next step, God's calling you for your next step, hey man, you need to improve your marriage, right? You need to improve your relationships with me, with, you know, with your wife, with your kids, you know, come join us. You know, pray about it. If God's saying to you like, hey, your next step is to go join this program, because it's going to help you. You know, come join us. Come visit us at Strong Men, Strong Marriages. Visit strongmen.io or visit the link in the show notes. And yeah, fill out an application. We'll get back to you with your best next steps as far as, you know, how we can help you to grow these relationships, strengthen these relationships, learn tools that are going to really help you use your mind and body in ways that I believe God has revealed to scientists and people studying this, so that you can build strong relationships and feel this, you know, this combination, this peace, plus this growth and learning. All right, guys. So again, strongmen.io or visit the link in the show notes, and we will see you there. Stay strong, men. We will see you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes and share the episode with a friend, so we can help create stronger men and stronger marriages across the world. And if you're ready to take your strength training and your marriage to the next level, visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com to learn how. I'll see you there.